Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I'm back again with another amazing episode, like I said, and today is a jam-packed show. I'm so excited for this show because I've been wanting to record it ever since I wrote it months ago. I had to find the right guest. I had to bring back a guest, bring on some new guests, all that good stuff. So y'all know how I do it, okay? I allow my guests to introduce themselves and tell y'all a little bit about themselves and their podcast. But this is different because I have two married couples. So that's four people. So this is what I want to do, right? I would like my guests, Marlon and Marie, to introduce yourselves to the world first. And then I want my other guest, Michelle, and her husband, Shane, I want y'all to go next. So Marlon and Marie, ladies first. Ms. Marie, you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, guys. I'm Marie. I'm married to Marlon. It's been 5 years this past week. Yeah, an awesome, amazing time. Love him. Still love him. To bits.
You have to. You said I do. So, mm-hmm. What's up, everybody? I'm Marlon. Marie and myself host the podcast On Our Radar. We've been doing this for 7 seasons so far, so about 7 years. 24 episodes of pop each season, so it's been a long-standing podcast. We talk about everything under the sun, hence the title, On Our Radar. So whatever hits our radar, we talk about it, whether it be love, whether it be divorce, whether it be pop culture, love, everything in between. We just talk about it, man. We just like to engage in good conversation, keep the positive vibes, and really, I'm excited to get into this topic of Real Talk with Tim and Michelle, man. I am fans of these podcasts, man. I am fans of you guys. So this has been a good... I didn't even know, to be honest with you, Tim. I did not know you were bringing Michelle. I thought it was a different Michelle. So when you saw this, I was like, oh, snap, this is great.
Well, you guys. We love you guys. Well, I do, because I'm a heavy podcast listener. He's more of the finance guy over here, so...
Keep that money flowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be one of us, because... I'm certainly not doing it. So, yeah. Well, it's me, Michelle S. from the It's Me Shell podcast, and I'm here with my husband, Shaney Wan Kenobi. If you don't know by now, my podcast is about a little bit of everything and just being a little Dominican girl, New York City, telling everybody how it is, you know, relatable stories. And then we have Shane.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Shane. I'm not a podcaster, I'm actually a photographer. Yeah, I think that's it.
Hey, man, that's all I need to know, man. That's all I need to know. Well, listen, man, look, like I said, I'm so grateful to have all of y'all together at one time on my show. I believe this show gonna be very big because it looked like y'all got some very, very good stories. But before we get into the discussion, I do want to play a video for y'all. And I'm gonna go ahead and play it, but I'm gonna get y'all opinions on this video on this about marriage. So here we go.
This is the greatest advice. This is the greatest advice that I could give you. Love God more than you love your spouse, and God will help you love your spouse more. Love God more than you love your spouse. So at 22, 23 years old, I fell in love with Jesus. And because I began to love God, He taught me about submission. He taught me about honor. He taught me about integrity. He taught me about I'm serving her. He taught me about discernment. He taught me about the wisdom of God. And all of those things that you get as you grow in your walk with God, it infiltrates your relationship and it moves it from here to here. Just when you decide that I'm not going to live halfway in, halfway out, for God I live and for God I die, we're going to be a God-first family with a God-first marriage, raising up God-first children, and all these other things, come on somebody, is going to be added unto you.
So, my first question to Marlon.
Okay.
What you think about that video, man? What you think about what he said?
So there's aspects to it that I understand. You know, you have to have a level of, you know, peace in yourself and peace with God for you to have in your relationship, 100%. But when it comes down to the knit and grit, you know that the person that you go to bed with and the person that you wake up with is going to be the person that you need to instill your faith in. Because when you come to each other, especially in the hard times, you know, God can only facilitate so much. You have to be with that person. You have to really look them in the eyes and be like, can we do this or not? You know, so I understand the message behind what he's saying. I really do. But there's a level to that where you have to kind of pick apart where your religion meets reality, as I like to call it. And sometimes, you know, you can call on God for that spiritual guidance. But when it comes down to the knit and grit, you got to speak to your spouse. You got to let them know what's up. You got to air out that dirty laundry. It may not be good, but you got to get into it.
Hopefully, it's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, boy. Tim.
It's been a minute. What do you think about the video?
It's very interesting because I am not a very religious person. So I do love this conversation because we have two different perspectives. I'm not a very religious person. I feel like I'm married. We both made the choice to get married. We both know what we were getting into, and we're both going to work it out together, whatever that is. I'm trying to stay very PC here.
Hey, listen, because this is a place where you can say whatever. There's no holds barred over here.
No, because he got very much like into God and God this and God that. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm doing all the work. I gotta wake up in the morning, whatever we're stressing on together. And yeah, of course, we all have a higher being that we believe in, but it's me. I'm the one here making sure that we make it work. So that's just my take on it. Submission is something that I taught myself. It didn't come from a higher power. It didn't even come from my parents. It didn't come from my family. It came from me observing other couples and saying, I don't really like that. I need to be different from my husband. So where I'm at with it.
Right. Miss Marie, what do you think about the video?
Wow, I have to say I absolutely agree with Michelle on this one. Although I would say I'm more spiritual than religious. So I understood everything you were saying. And it would drive home to a lot of people who may be very religious and would need that call to action, so to speak. Like, okay, well, let me, you know, delve deeper into God and have him help me to become a better person, which is basically what religion is supposed to do, right? Or our organized religion is supposed to do. So I can appreciate it for what it is, but like Marlon said, we're in this relationship together. I do feel like I prioritize us. I go to bed with him. We wake up together. So taking God out of it, everything else rings true. And the submission thing, I also had to like really work on myself. Nothing
you had to
like
learn that too.
Mother. Yeah, you have to. I had to at least. It was not taught to me at all. You can't be the driving force all the time. You can't be the leader all the time. I'm not great at everything, and that's something that Marlon would say we learned in our relationship. I really fought him hard on some stuff to the point that like I was. I'll tell you. It was bills. I guess I would say I'm kind of old school and I liked writing checks. And my checks were getting like late because, you know, I would send it in the mail and anyways. So I was becoming late on some things. And
yeah,
Marlon
over to the new age.
Yes. I was, oh God, I hated it. I didn't want to do it. He eventually had to really force me to it because I was late on way too many things, and that affects your credit score. And if we wanted to buy a house and, you know, get a car, all those things, it, you know, my credit needed to be better. So he sat me down and one day and, you know, really like went through all my finances with me, and I'm a better person for it now. Things come out automatically. I don't have to think about it. It was hard giving that part up, but I did.
Yeah, that's what's up. So Shane's, welcome to the podcast world, man. Welcome to Real Talk with Tim.
Thank you.
So listening to the video and listening to your wife's view on the video, what do you think about the video?
I can understand it. I can relate to it. But at the end of the day, I told my wife everything. I mean, I am spiritual. And that's really it when it comes to that. I mean, I see my wife as the person that I'm supposed to confide with and who is supposed to help me deal with my problems and vice versa. So I understand in putting God first. I understand putting the higher being first. But at the end of the day, that's my wife. She should come first. Yeah. Like, she knows me. She knows me. So
feel good when you say my wife.
Oh, it feels amazing. I love it. Yeah, you get it tatted on my chest. For the people, my wife.
Because for the people, okay, because I should have did this first, right? So now I want the people to know, since we're in here talking. We're going to start with Michelle and Shane. Okay, so y'all are newlyweds.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Okay, so I want to know, how did y'all make that decision on? Like, how did it feel? How does it feel right now? Do you feel like anything changed? Do you feel like that there isn't a change? Is a change? Do you feel like you just made a big step? Like, how do it feel to be newlyweds and to say my husband, my wife?
Well,
now y'all eternity right now.
I'll tell you, I'm annoying. I tell everybody, oh, well, my husband doesn't like those things. And they're like, what are you talking about? I am extremely obnoxious when it comes to like the husband and the wife thing, but I do find that I forget and I'll be like, my husband. And then I'm like, I wonder if I sound too obnoxious, but I definitely do enjoy saying it all the time. I know, like, so before we got married, I was like, well, everything's going to stay the same because we were living together already before. And they're like, well, everything's going to be the same. You know, just your last name will change and you have like this cute celebration. And I'm just like, but it doesn't feel the same to me. Like, I feel like now it's a big responsibility. Like, I really feel like I have his life in my hands and he has mine. Anything happens to him, I have to take care of everything. Anything happens to me, he has to take care of everything. So any little thing, I get on the train, I'm like, okay, am I safe here? Am I okay here? I think we're good. Like, our children now, I can finally say those are my bonus children, because I can't stand saying stepchildren. I think that's so outdated. So like, his children are now my bonus children, and if anything happens to him, I'll be in charge of making whatever half the decisions he has to make. Like, it's a big responsibility, so it's a little scary, I'm not gonna lie, and I feel like I am learning as I go. It's not something that's innate, it's something that I am learning, but I really love it. I think it's right. So great.
Now it's funny you said the word scary, because Marlon was just telling me that it's going to be scary for a minute, like, you know, in the beginning or for a minute or whatever. So when you say scary, do you mean like because you got to take on a bigger role now?
Yeah. That's kind of like, it's because that's, I have scary, so much responsibility now, as opposed to before when he's just like, well, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to make these decisions, I'll be right back. But now it's like, well, we got to talk about this because it'll affect everyone. And I'm just
now everything you do got to be a discussion.
Yes, everything.
And then if your husband or your wife don't agree with it, then it's like, damn, I can't do it now. My wife said it's
this. We gotta meet halfway.
That's crazy. So Marlon and Marie, I know I'm gonna let Miss Marie go first with y'all. I want you to tell me about the beginning stages before you and Marlon got married.
Well, we two lived together before we got married. It was very, very, very important to Marlon that we spent some serious time together, day in, day out, you know, just to make sure that we could survive, which I don't want to say reluctantly, but I understood. It makes sense. I mean, yes, we spent weekends together, whatever, and we had gone on a vacation together too, but that's still very, that's not real life. That's not going to work. That's not switching jobs. That's not, you know, who's going to clean, you know, what, cooking, things like that. So it, I would say when we started living together, those first couple months were really rocky. And as we just got into the flow of each other's livelihoods and just our day to day. But when we got married, I too messed up on it. I would say my boyfriend, easily. It would just fly out of my mouth. And we were engaged for a year and a half. So like a fiance, like sometimes, So sometimes fiance would come out, but I would be sitting with him, or, you know, I would introduce my boyfriend, because like husband, like, would just completely go out of my mind. But now I definitely horribly say it a lot. I'm one of those women that, like, you know, I'm sure someone wants to stab me. So I'm like, oh, my husband. I'm going to buy donuts for my husband as well.
Yeah.
It's fun. Okay. But other than that, it was when we got married. We sat down after the wedding. After the wedding, we went away that weekend. When we got back into the house, we sat down and we looked at each other for a second. And then he asked me, you want to watch something on TV?
Hey, look, now we're gonna get juicy with it, right? We're gonna get juicy, y'all. So listen, I want to know, what are some of the things that you had to adjust to be with your partner? Now, the way this question is, this is what I basically want to know. Okay, yeah, when you in the boyfriend, girlfriend stage or whatever, yeah, you know his ways, he know her ways and stuff like that. But what are some of the things that you had to adjust to say, I'll be this person's wife, or I'll be this person's husband? Like, what are some of the things you had to adjust to? Marlon, what are some of the things that you had to adjust to with Miss Marie to tell yourself, all right, I'm ready to propose to her?
I had to grow more patience with Marie, honestly. It's one of the things, like, especially when we started getting in together with living together and knowing the nitty and gritty, because like she said, we were reluctant. She was very reluctant, like, you know, getting into that stage of moving in together. But I told her flat out, I was like, listen, if I'm looking for the long haul, I need to know your ins and outs. All right, I need to know how you feeling in the morning, what's your routine like. You know, if we can't, you know, shit and be in another room, then it's going to be a problem here. Like, I need to know, because once the makeup comes off, once the, you know, I'm sitting here in my scruff and I ain't shaved for a couple of days, how are you going? Are you going to love me? Are you going to appreciate me?
You know, I like the way you think, man.
Like, I need to know the grit, man. I need to know the grit, because the grit is where you get the diamond from. Like, you know, you got to apply that pressure. So I had to really establish more patience, because, you know, when we first started out, Marie had a level of messiness that I was just not on par with. Like, I'm a little bit of a clean freak. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You know, mm-hmm. I pick up after myself. I do those things, but she was kind of just like, let the wind fly and just whatever. So those were a couple of things that I had to adjust, but also I had to, in building in that patience, also be an active listener. That was something that I had to grow in, being an active listener, because when it came down to like talking about the deep stuff and stuff like that, I really had to hear her. You know, you can always listen to a person talk, but when you're an active listener, that's really taking in the information and being able to reciprocate positive feedback. You know, so that was one of the things I had to learn. And in doing so, I really started to know, like, this is a person that has a lot of depth to them, a lot of strength in them, a lot of passion in them. And that's something I really appreciate. And it started to inch me towards getting more closer and closer to, like, this is a person I could really see spending the rest of my life with. And then once I got to that stage, it was very easy. It's just like getting that energy to kind of get down on one knee and set the whole thing up and really press that place. That was a scary part, because it's like I wanted everything to be like picturesque and beautiful moment and long stem roses and all of that stuff. And I was just like, I hope I don't fuck up.
So Marie, what are some of the things that you had to adjust to with Marlon to the point where you told yourself, you know, if you knew if he proposed to you, you'll say yeah. Like, what did you have to adjust to? What did you struggle with when it came to him?
There was none.
Well, okay, when we moved in, I knew that I was ready to get married. Now, I wouldn't say I gave him an ultimatum on a whatever year, but we had had several very, very deep conversations because I didn't just want to be playing house. I wanted to move in and, you know, be leading up to something. So I knew if and when he proposed, I was definitely going to say yes. What I had to adjust to is his cleanliness. And I did know this when we were dating. I realized when I saw the man break out a vacuum that he was very, very clean. And I knew that I was not very, very clean. So this is easy to, you know, mask when you're just dating and you're just spending the weekends with each other. But when, you know, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, you start to get more relaxed, you know. Now, I'm not the type of person that, like, will disrobe and leave the clothes on the floor. I don't do that. I will put them in a hamper. But, like, papers and mail, I will leave out. Oh, and then, you know, when you do your laundry, it doesn't necessarily need to be folded the day of.
Hey,
you know?
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
So, you know, I'll get to it whenever I get to it, you know, 2 days later or something like that. You know, clean surfaces, that's not really like a thing. Like, I like to put things on, like, you know, your dresser is a little messy. I can find stuff except for my passport that one time. But
hey, listen, I'll show you my laundry bag right now. I still got clothes in there from yesterday.
Listen, Tim, that passport situation.
Wake up in the morning, get what you wearing out that joint. And just
and go.
Hey, so Michelle,
we found it.
What did you have to adjust to with Shane to where you told yourself, if he proposed to me, I'm gonna say yeah. What did you struggle with?
I love that Marie and Marlon have like both little tidbits of what I had to adjust to. So I had to adjust to, let's see. I would say I needed patience. I needed a lot of patience. He's also, he forgets to close things. So like I'll take stuff out and I'll pour it all over myself or it'll fall over the floor. But I'm also, I wouldn't say I'm OCD, but I like things to be clean and in order. Emery, he leaves all the mail. He'll take all, there's papers everywhere of little things. I'm like, is that your W-2? He's like, yeah, but that's from 2015. That's fine. I'm like, how do you even know? He's like, oh, I left it there. I'm like, but how do you know? Like nothing is labeled. So I had to learn a lot of patience. And one thing I had to learn was communication, because I keep going back to this in my previous relationships and also within my family. We weren't open with communication. It was very much silent, very much quiet, very much internal pain. You'll be fine. It'll make you stronger. But he's very like, what's going on? I sense there's something wrong with your energy. What's happening? Let's talk about it. And I was, for a very long time, I was very much like, oh, I'm fine. Let's brush it under the rug and it'll be okay. But it was making me so frustrated. Although he was opening the door for communication, but I was so used to just holding it that I was holding grudges against everyone because I was upset. I didn't want to communicate. So I did have to learn communication. And once I let it all out, now I just can't stop talking. And I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta tell you about this. And I don't like when you did this. But it's just so matter of fact. And it's not like I'm trying to hurt feelings and I don't feel afraid that I am gonna hurt his feelings or he's just not gonna talk to me because I spoke too much. He's so open with it and I had to learn that that was okay.
See but what yeah, you started, it, Shane?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, I do have a question for you about that. So have you ever got to a point where you was getting frustrated with her not communicating with you by you being the one that's the initiator of the communication? Was you getting frustrated with her? Yeah.
No, I understand with communication. Sometimes one party wants to communicate, but the other one isn't ready. And you have to give them that time, because when you try to force it out of them, that you're not going to communicate. It's going to turn into a fight. You won't be able to actually fully express yourself. So sometimes if she needed time, I give her all the time in the world, and we'll just circle back and we'll have the conversation. You know, I want her to feel comfortable when we're communicating. Like, she wants me to feel comfortable.
You must have a lot of patience, because the reason why I say that is because, you know, I see what you're saying. You know, definitely give people space and time and stuff, but sometimes people don't always come back or don't come around.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are like for life, like they just bad communicators. And the reason why I said you got patience, and you must really, 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 really love her, because you sat there and was like, she gonna get it. She gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? And look, she got it, and now you got what you asked for.
Oh, and that was the happiest moment, is when I realized we can communicate. We don't have to yell. We don't have to argue. We can actually talk, and we can get over our problems by working together. That's when I knew it. I knew it right off the jump after that. I was like, all right, I gotta go start looking for the ring now.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right now. Gotta start looking.
So what's the one thing that couples need to know before getting married? What's the one thing that couples need to know if somebody want to get married, they want to step into marriage and all that? What's the one thing they need to know? Shane, I want to know what specifically you saw in Michelle that said, "Oh no, I gotta make her my wife." What's that one thing you saw that made you say that to yourself?
Oh man, I fell in love with this woman right here the first time I met her. I know it sounds very cliche. Oh, yeah, right, but no.
Yeah, nah, man.
She looked up to me. She was lost, and I saw her crossing the street, and she was so happy to see me.
I was lost. I was also in the Bronx, y'all. Like, I was afraid. Smile,
and it melted my heart away. I was done after that. She was, what? And that smile has never left. That's my like to this day.
Man, I tell you, man, every time I recorded with Michelle, all I saw was her teeth across. So Marlon, I want to know, how long you and Marie been married again?
5 years.
5 years. Okay, so y'all got some leg in the game. Okay, so this
little leg.
I got two questions for you.
Go for
one,
it.
I want to know, what did you specifically see in her that said, I'm about to make her my wife? That's the first question I got for you. And the second question I want you to tell me is, how have you ever got to a point? I'm gonna ask y'all this too, Michelle and Shane. Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna get to y'all next. But this is the second question. The second question is, I want to know, have you ever got to any point within the 5 years that said that where you thought that you was done?
Okay. First question, first answer. I would say after our first date, I knew something was different with Marie. And I'm gonna say, because our conversation was effortless. And I'm talking like so effortless. Like it's like we were talking, like we knew each other. And it was just, and this is just talking back to past Marlon. You know, I didn't want the date to end. So when we were wrapping up and we were about to go our separate ways, I told her, I was like, yo, do you want to get some drinks after? You want to keep this going? Like, we kept the date going. And I don't usually do that. Usually it's first date. Once you're done, you eat your meal, you kind of go your separate ways and you go on. I wanted to keep going. So I knew from jump something was different with her. And the point to where I knew she was going to be my forever person was, I think she did something really, really special for my 30th birthday. And she kept that under wraps for a really, really long time. And I'm a person that I'm not big on the surprises, but she got me good. Like, she planned it out and she really made it something like very unique and very special to my liking, which is meaning that she's an active listener when it comes to that. And that was something that's really key to me. So I knew from that moment, I was like, oh, this is a person that is paying attention. And, you know, for guys, you know, we are just like, all right, we kind of fall in the background and kind of like, we don't make big fuss about our birthdays or celebrations. But when the woman in your life makes something special and does it like to the T like that, you know that there's genuine care and love. And I was just like, that's it. I don't gotta question it no more. And the second question is never. I never thought about divorcing. Not even.
That's a good answer, Marlon.
Haven't even thought about it.
That's a good answer.
But she's my best friend. I can't do that.
I believe you, man. I definitely believe you. Michelle and Shane. Okay, so I think I already asked Shane that question about what he saw and stuff like that. So, Shane, I want to know, Mr. Patient, I want to know, have you ever got to any point in your whole time with Michelle, have you ever got to any point where it was so much of a struggle that you thought you may walk away? Hey, look, y'all married now, so whatever you say, it is what it is.
You know, I have never once thought about leaving my best friend. Ever. Never, ever.
Man, y'all better make y'all women smile on here, man.
Yeah, Marie, I'm sure your cheeks hurt just as much as mine. I'm like, oh, stop.
Y'all better make these women smile, boy.
Never.
Never. I'm just playing. So,
friend, come on.
Man, that's good, man. I'm so proud of all this love over here. But I do want to know, what were some of your biggest fears before entering the marriage in general? Not necessarily with the person, like their ways or nothing like that. What was your biggest fear about being a wife or being a husband? We're gonna start with Michelle. What was your biggest fear entering a marriage? This is your first time being married, right?
Yes.
What was your fear?
I was afraid of failing. That was my biggest fear, because I didn't understand that it was like a together thing. Like, it's just not me being a wife and him being a husband, and like, it's just, you know, two separate entities. It's a together thing. Because like I said, I just wasn't taught that. I just learned what I saw. So I was afraid of failing. Everyone around me, oh my gosh, girl, you're wasting your time. Oh, don't do it. You're gonna be trapped forever. Or, you know, just these marriages that I saw growing up that just didn't make it. And I was just like, well, how do I not do that? Like, how am I gonna mess up to end up how they are? And that was my biggest fear. And then I met him and I was just like, oh, girl, what are you afraid of? Sit your ass down. We're all gonna learn together. We're all gonna learn. We're all gonna grow together. But that was my biggest fear. I was afraid of failing as like a wife or as his woman, as his best friend, as his partner. I was just afraid of not being able to, you know, keep it together.
Right, right. So, Shane, you ever been married before?
Yes, I actually have been married before.
Okay, so this is a good question for you then.
Yes.
What was your biggest fear in entering into this marriage with Michelle? In general, but not just with her, in general.
My biggest fear, honestly, was... I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be 100% real. I really didn't have that many fears walking into marriage. I was previously married before, so I knew what I did not want. And I found the person I want. And I can say currently my biggest fear now is to make sure I provide the hardest for my family. God forbid anything happens to me.
Make sure it's not like the first one.
Yeah, my fear now is, you know, God forbid if anything happens to me, will my family be safe and okay? That's what keeps me up every night. That's what keeps me going every single day. You know, the fear of, will they be secure? Will they be safe if something's happened to me? So that's my current fear, and that's the fear that I wake up with, but I'm busting my ass for my family. So.
No doubt. Yep. That's what mine said. Marlon, what was your biggest fear in entering this marriage with Marie?
You know, honestly, it's just seeing if it's going to fail or not, to be honest. It's just like, that's the real thing. Much like Michelle, to the point is like, didn't have a lot of examples. I was raised in a single parent household, and I saw the breakdown of marriage, you know, and a lot of, even in my major social circle, I'm the only one that's married, you know, so so I'm the only one that's taken that step down that road. Others have, you know, had failed relationships and things like that. And then also my major surrounding circle doesn't have a lot of marriages involved. So I had to pull examples off of my own strength and, you know, self-work a little bit just to say if this is going to be right for me. It was just a lot of self-reflection to see if that was going to be the path I wanted. And every time I hit that wall, it always reminded me of Marie as a person that's worth it. So there's no point for me to not try. You know, as you know, the start with don't try, do. So it's like, hey, I gotta move forward.
All the time.
You know? So
yeah. So Miss Marie, you ever been married before? Well, Marlon, have you been married before?
No.
Okay, neither you, Miss Marie. Neither
nope,
you.
Nope.
Okay.
First marriage.
So what was your biggest fear in entering this marriage with Marlon?
I would have to say being someone's wife, because I didn't know what that meant besides just like the words. They were just words to me. My parents weren't married. My grandparents weren't married. My grandfather died really early on, so I didn't get to meet him. So I had no one around me that was married. No successful marriages, no successful long relationships, none of my girlfriends. So I didn't have any real life options, or not real life, real life examples to pick from. So everything
you just
was
hate that.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I didn't know how to be a wife. Everything I saw was on TV. So I was going to be like Mrs. Huxtable. That was my main thing. You know, I wanted to be
everybody won't be like Claire.
Yes. I wanted to be a strong, smart, successful wife that, you know, came in and gave her tidbits and was awesome and then flipped her hair and went upstairs or whatever, you know? But that's right. Not like day in, day out, you know, like, you can't really use that. So my thing was like failing in that. But I know this has come up a bunch of times. The fact that we had a good foundation on friendship. I should also say that we met online.
We did too.
Everybody.
For real?
Yeah.
Everybody met online.
I was waiting for us to get to that because I was so curious. I was like, oh my gosh, they're so similar.
Wait a minute. Let's get down to that real quick. Yeah. I know we gotta get out of here soon. So listen. Everybody met online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We gotta get some stories in here. So Marlon.
Yep.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about no websites and nothing like that. What I want to know is who sent the first message?
I did.
Marlon, what was your opening message to Marie?
Okay, so basically,
What's up, baby?
Nothing like that. I didn't hit no deep voice. Like, the deep voice was in, you know, the talking. But no, it was really general, to be honest with you. It's just like, I just vibe with her page, what she put on there. She had a nice little cute picture. She was like a little over the shoulder smile kind of thing. I was just like, oh, you got a cute smile. I was like, that's what's up. So I was just like, you know, how you doing? You know, my name is Marlon and I'm just trying to vibe in your page. We want to get to know each other. And she was kind of cute with it. She kind of waited. She gave me like almost a 2 to 3 day hiatus without responding to me. She kind of left me on red. I was like, oh, okay, that's how it is. And I was moving on.
Look at her being spicy.
Yeah, she was.
I was ready to leave that website. I was ready to leave that website.
We both were actually, to be honest with you, Sam, we both were each other's last match. Before we were like, all right, we're going to walk away from this one and go somewhere else.
Yes.
So that's why I give her the grace on that. But yeah, we both met online and it's been that way ever since.
So Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle and Shane, y'all met online. Who sent the first message?
He did.
I did.
I know. Shane looked like he sent the first message.
I said the first, second, and third.
What'd you say to him? What was your first line, man?
It was, I don't do liners. I introduce myself.
Yeah, he said, we belong together.
I'm just kidding. My name is Shane. I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini from the Bronx. I see you from the city. I think we should connect.
No, it was so simple. He was like, hi, my name is Shane. How are you? How's your day going or something? But like Marie, I didn't respond because I was so over that app. I said, this is crazy. There's way too many crazy freaks on here. I do not have the time. Oh my goodness, the messages I was getting, I was like, this can't be real people. Like, this has to be like a bot or something. This cannot be a real human being. But I waited like a day or two because I was getting ready to delete it. And the only reason I saw he sent me a message was because I was also getting my messages in my emails. And I was clearing out my emails and I saw another, like a name. And I was like, oh, I didn't see this. And then I went into the app. I'm like, oh snap, it's been like 2-3 days. I was like, oh, hey. I was like, hey, how are you? And then, but I was like, with end, like held the thing and didn't delete it because I don't even know why.
It was fate. We were supposed to.
So pretty much, if you ain't check your emails, y'all wouldn't be sitting right here.
No, because I was getting ready to. I wasn't even gonna give it the chance to go back in. I was so done. I was so over it. And then one thing that I know, I always say this. So my name on the app, I didn't care to change it. So it was just like a generic name, and his name was the same name I had, just his first name. So I was like, oh, he didn't care to change it either. So I was like, we must be onto something.
Oh man, see, okay, so basically everybody was about to delete their page and then was just like, let me get this one little
one more page, try.
A little try.
One last shot.
That's exactly yeah,
those, ain't that
those
funny
apps are scary.
Yeah.
So
look,
scary.
I have two last questions for y'all. What are the most misunderstood things about marriage? Because we know people have their fears and all that good stuff. But what are the, or people think marriage is one way, but it's really not. So what are some of the most misunderstood things about marriage? First, I'm going to go with Marlon and Marie since 5 years. They got 5 years in. I got to ask them, you know, Marlon, what's some of the most misunderstood things about marriage?
I'm going to give it two parts. First, marriage is what you make it. Now, this really is our marriage is not even like a, what if you get the details and nit grits of our marriage, you would think we were just two people living together, just having a whole bunch of fun, because it's constant laughter. It really is. You know, we do have our serious moments and things like that, but we are more about laughing and just having good, deep conversation to really understand each other. That's the crux of our marriage. And it's really what you make it. You don't have to have the stress. You don't have to have the angst. You don't have to have anything. I really push Marie to say, this is your space. This house is your space. You can feel however you want to feel in your space. Even if you're mad at me, it's still your space. So you have to feel comfortable in that. She has open platform to say whatever she wants, whether it be at me, towards me, through me, whatever the case. But I know as marriage is truly what you make it. Second, is you have to really look at the person that you're getting involved with.
Yes.
Because when you say, I do, it really is, I do forever. Mm-hmm. I do for the long haul. I do if I fuck up. I do if, you know, you fuck up. I do if we both have bad days. I do for everything. You are truly of service, okay? And a lot of people don't get that. They think it's just once you're done, and, you know, everything else falls in line. It's a constant work ethic. Just as much as you get up to go to your job, you get up to do your marriage. So you need to kind of keep that in your mind. It is a constant piece of work. And like Michelle said, you know, she said it perfectly, communication. That is the biggest thing that you need in that.
Huge.
If you cannot talk to your partner, you are in trouble.
Why? Why are you there?
Yep.
Also, you have to leave room for other people for both of you to grow. The way we are right now isn't how we were 5 years ago.
Not at all.
You know, people are going to grow. Me, job changes galore, you know? So you have to be willing to, like, give that person the space to grow and evolve as a person.
Yep.
Right. So you also can evolve as a couple.
And I say, to even jump on to Marie's point with that, is remember that you're both individuals as well as partners.
Absolutely.
Because don't lose yourself in your partner. You were a person before the relationship, before the marriage. You're still an individual within the marriage. You still have your own interests, your own things that you like to get into. Yeah. Keep that alive. And also let your partner feed that as well. Because a lot of times some people just say, oh, you're my husband, you're my wife, and that's all you are. That is not true. Remember, what you fell in love with that person is the same thing you want to continue to fall in love with that person. Keep that going. Feed their passions.
Yeah.
Marlon dropping gems, yeah.
Absolutely. He definitely encourages me to go out with my friends.
Go.
I have my girls' nights. There's no flickering when I get back.
Because it only helps me when she comes back from brunch.
Very true. Listen, those brunch dates. They're great.
They're awesome.
Michelle and Shane, what are the most misunderstood things about marriage?
You know, one, I can say the biggest misunderstanding that I've seen in marriage is not knowing how to communicate with your partner, not knowing your partner. And I think that's something that I've seen in marriages, that where you just don't know the person you're marrying. And that is, to me, terrifying. You know, when I met my best friend right here, you know, I wanted to know everything about her. I wanted to know what she wanted to do with her life. I wanted to know what she likes to cook. I wanted to know everything about her because she's my best friend. I want to know everything about this woman. I want to know how to help her in the time of need. I want to know how to help her. She doesn't even need help. You know, this is my best friend right here. And I think that's the biggest problem. People don't marry their best friends. You gotta marry your best friend.
Man, y'all dropping some gems over here, man.
I feel like a common misconception, though, of marriage is, and I think we're all on the same page, is everyone used to tell me, well, once you're married, your life is over. Like ball and chain, nagging, like all the bad things that people make marriage out to be. And that's a terrible way to describe this unification of life to anyone who's never had it, who's like seeking, you know, especially the youngins who are like, well, one day I want to be married. You don't want to go up to, well, you don't do it. You're going to waste your time as a ball and chain. And that's a terrible thing to say. And that's how it was described to me. I was like, oh, it's not worth it. Like, but it is to me. It is, it's a thousand, a trillion, forever worth it. It will always be worth it. So hey, I think
it go back to what y'all was saying earlier. You know, most people didn't grow up seeing healthy relationships or healthy marriages. So when they around people who want to do it, you know, they gonna say stuff like that. So, right. But this is my last question to everybody. It's very simple question. The married life, is it worth it?
No, it's definitely worth it. As long as you find the right person and you guys align with what you want in life, it will always be worth it.
Yeah. Marlon and Marie, is the married life worth it?
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. I even tap it into what we've recently as a people, and I say as an entire world. I don't think I would be able to survive the pandemic the way it was without her.
Same. Very rough couple of months.
It was something that rocked us to our core and also challenged us as a married couple, because we were in a deeper level of isolation than ever before. And we came out looking at this perspective like, I would not have been able to survive it without you. So 100%. It was worth
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean, before we had the break of like going to separate jobs, this was like working and living together. And then there were no like, oh, I'm going to go out with my friends. Go out where? Everything's freaking closed, you know, freaking out about people dying. So yes, definitely probably would not survive it the way I did mentally without him.
Well, there y'all have it. The married life is worth it. We got some gems dropped here today. And all of that, we learned that communication is the key.
Yes.
We learned that Marlon like to take the vacuum out all day.
Till this day.
We learned that Michelle was smiling when she met her husband, and she's smiling now, and she's going to smile every day.
Yeah.
we learned Marie ain't trying to play no house. you gonna give her a ring.
Yes.
And we learned Sean is a photographer and he was put the pressure on Michelle that she better communicate, and now he got what he want. Listen, man, it was a pleasure. It was listening to these stories and hearing the growth and all of that. Life Partners United and all that good stuff. So before we move on, I want everybody to throw their social tags out there and tell people where to find y'all.
Please follow us on Instagram. It's On Our Radar. Twitter, It's On Our Radar. And if ever you guys want to tap in and send us a topic that you want to talk about. It's onradar at gmail.com. And also, just a big pleasure to you, Michelle, finally officially meeting you. It's been, I've been a fan. I've really been a fan.
Thank you. Same here. Tim sent me like, oh, I think you know who the couple are. You guys follow each other. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I do. I was so excited. So
and,
thank you.
You know, let this be a catalyst to more collaborations. Tim, it's been awesome sitting down with you, brother. Seriously.
Yes, thank you.
Really no problem, no problem, possible. Man. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And Michelle, every Monday, what's going on now?
Yes, every Monday, all past platforms. I know I'm trying. Sometimes my technical difficulties get the best of me. But yeah, every Monday, all podcast platforms. Just finally got the YouTube up and running. It's, you know, it's scattered, but it's there. Our last episode, actually, we did it together. My most recent episode, it was our episode, I want to say. So it was really, it's really cute. So go follow that. But Instagram at itsdummy.show. Click the link in the bio. You'll get all podcast platforms, YouTube channel, emails, all that good stuff every Monday.
All right. And y'all already know where to find me. Do I really have to say it again?
Say it again. Go ahead. Say it again.
Say it one more time for the people in the back.
Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Twitter, RTWT Podcast. Snapchat, Real Talk with Tim. TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Hey, look, YouTube don't really have no content on it like that, but you can catch me on YouTube, Real Talk with Tim. You know, subscribe to the channel for future videos coming soon. But yeah, thank y'all for coming on the platform. It's been great speaking with y'all, and hopefully we have some collaborations in the future.
Oh, don't say hopefully. We will.
We will. Yeah, such a pleasure. It's on our radar. Yes. Love it, Tim.
Pleasure, Michelle.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Marlon and Marie, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure, man. We gotta do this again. It's been
absolutely
so much fun.
Yes.